Welcome to this message by Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo. Bishop Edwin Ogo is a seasoned minister of the Word of God whose messages on Christian living, church building, and the work of the ministry are a great inspiration to ministers all over the world. He pastors the McInerney Cathedral in Oyibi, where he ministers powerfully in various services, transforming lives and raising zealous church workers. You will experience the transformational force and power of God's Word as he ministers passionately to you today. Be blessed as you listen.
Party. So somebody, Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Christ is risen. Christ is risen. I just want to say that whenever we are called to gather, if you are physically in the country, please do not join online. Amen. Hallelujah. Please do not join online. Amen. And I'm sure that as we come to church, we are called to gather after church for our Solid Foundation ministry. All the lay schools, please make sure that you gather. You come, be present. Amen. And very soon we are going to also be called to, or we have been called, that our prophet would like to meet us at Anakazo. Please make sure that you are there. Hallelujah. The testimony is a long one. It is fresh, but I'm picking a side that really resonates with our prophet's prayer at the Independence Square. On Good Friday, hallelujah, on Good Friday, 2 days ago, I just had a thought. In fact, we were all preparing to go to the Independence Square as a family, but I had a thought that, why don't I let my husband and the children go and all that? Suddenly, some feeling. Then I said, no. When Bishop Oyede Post Church people are talking about Shiloh and the things they go and all that, they attach some importance to it, and they go and come and tell us testimonies that you wonder, but why is it not that you are seeing such in your in our gathering or whatever? Then the Holy Spirit also spoke to me that, look, this is like such gatherings. Amen. Hallelujah. And so for me, when we were leaving home, I left home with a certain seriousness that I've always gone for Good Friday, but this one I'm going as I'm going to Nigeria, wherever they gather their people and they are so serious with it and all that. I'm going with that kind of seriousness. And in fact, when we got there, we got a seat, but I knew what, I don't know how, but I said, no, I'm attaching some kind of, because our prophet, who is like the Oyede Post and the rest, they have gathered all of us. And so it's also our gathering. It's also our gathering. Hallelujah. And so I'm looking forward to something that I need to really see, which I really didn't know what, but I took my notes. I was serious with everything. Amen. And so we closed, went home. And then in the morning, which is, yesterday morning, there was an episode, a very serious episode. I cannot even describe it, but there's a portion of the episode that I need to really, that is the testimony for today. I'm sure Uncle D will give the other testimonies another time. You remember our prophet prayed a prayer. And that one too, I took it World Cup. And there was a portion about your home. Amen. There was your home bit of that, the whole, the paragraphs had your home. It was, if we were writing, we would say that was a whole paragraph, because I have listened to it over and over and over because of what happened. Well, so we have lived with this gentleman for 3 years. 3 years, because it was right before the lockdown, 2020. And so this year would be 3 years. And 2 years ago, we've always had dogs, very wild dogs. I love dogs to be very wild. And so 2 years ago, all the ones we faced off, actually, I just mentioned to the head of our home that we need wild dogs, and they must come from where wild dogs come from. So we arranged and they brought them from South Africa, because that's where we hear boabus come from. You know, so we brought them, and then they are very wild. So 2 years, a little bit over two years, dogs are now grown, and we have one that has littered. And we wanted a pure, they call it pedigree. And so they are wild, they are big, they are every whatever. And so they came in, four of them, to really add on to just the two around or so. Yeah, so then we also got to know that after a while, they are territorial. So you can't open this one and this one. You can't open this one and this one. You know, you have to be careful. Otherwise, the fight, you can't separate them and all that. Well, so this guy we've lived with for 3 years actually do not like dogs, and not that it's intentional, but dogs don't also like him. They also don't like him, you know. So by our house is such that there's a certain back that leads to another road and a front that leads to, I mean, wherever. And so he lives on the other side. And so whenever he's passing through a certain small gate to come into the main or into our side, this guy would, we would make sure, when we hear dogs, then say, hey, jamebo abaha, you know, so that we would make sure that, and he also knows, so he calls for whoever is in house to say that, itumeba, that kind of thing. Yeah, but hallelujah. So when we, so dawn, we'll say dawn of Saturday, isn't it? So dawn of Saturday, when 8 a.m. time, that kind of time, 3 a.m. With this, what I'm saying, we got to know Saturday morning that this guy who comes in and they have to make sure dogs are in place, actually came in himself, because whoever looks to see that everywhere is clear for him, that time was asleep. So came in himself and opened it. There were dogs on guard, because we want Mr. and Mrs. to cross. So we leave them, and they are very wild. And so the Mr. and Mrs. were there, and he went straight to one of the dogs, to a cage, to open a dog to come out. And that he was presenting himself to be killed, that the dogs should kill him. So that's what he said. And so he opened the wrong dog. Hallelujah. Because there were other ones inside who are in agreement with those on guard, for which reason, if he had opened those ones, they would have together attacked him and would have gotten up in the morning to meet dead body in our house. Amen. Hallelujah. But by whichever means, he opened one that fights the others. And so instead of the dogs attacking him, they fought themselves. Amen. Hallelujah. So they fought themselves. And as the fighting of dogs was going on, that whoever it is who puts them under control heard that dogs are fighting. Has Ebo been here? Which means, how should I say it? How he could even bring that guy's name to memory and what? So he got up and sacked the guy. Apparently, the guy was going off. And sacked the guy to go. And then he said it was a hell of whatever to separate them. And long story short, to the glory of God, instead of them eating him up, he actually was sacked, and then the dogs were also whatever. But in the morning, he came again, and that is another story. But I want to say that as we speak, he's at the psychiatry hospital and all that. But I just want to say that immediately I remember that prayer. Your home, hallelujah, your home. And what I know from the vet people, veterinary doctors, is that when a dog kills, all those dogs would have to be killed, because it has killed a human being. And these ones, they wouldn't just have killed, they would have gotten hold of parts that they loved. God, so I just stand here to say glory to God. Please let's gather when we are called when we come to church, do not let us be in a hurry. Let us really gather when we are called upon. It is for our own good. And when we come together, let's take every bit of it serious, really seriously, because God is in the business of delivering us. And I thank God for our prophet, Bishop Doug. I thank God for our daddy who keeps us busy in the things of God, but they are really for our own good and for our own protection. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Oh, I'm excited that you understand. I am excited that you understand the testimony we have heard, because even to ignore the trauma that the household would have gone through, how to deal with Ghana police, it wouldn't have been easy. So we thank God for deliverance. We thank God for preserving the home. Hallelujah. And your story, your testimony is also coming very soon. Hallelujah. Church, are we ready for what God is sending our way this morning? You know, it's an honor, it's a privilege to sit at the table of the Lord. Hallelujah. And Sunday after Sunday, God has sent his word to us. And Bible tells us that God does not do anything. When God has an intention to do something, he sends his word. And last week, Bishop took time to explain to us. How many of us here, you know you have a problem? You have an issue. Things are not the way. Like, you know that you have problems. And Bishop told us that not every problem can be cured by shouting or by going to school or by getting a good job. There is a medicine that only comes from the presence of God. And that is the most important medicine, because all our problems in life are capsuled in sin. So if you can deal with the problem of sin, you are dealing with the problem of life. This morning, I'm excited that God is sending a doctor to you and a doctor to me. Hallelujah. To deal with the problems of your life. And when he's about to deliver you, he sends his word. This morning, church, the word of God is about to come. I need you to arrange yourself. I need you to prepare yourself, because God has prepared a special vessel to bring his word. I want you to stand to your feet if you are sitting down. As we welcome to our international pulpit, the anointed of God, the servant of God for our life, God gave for our life, our pastor, Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo, and your shout can be louder as the word of God comes to us.
I don't want to be a wayside ground. I don't want to be a thorny ground. I don't want to be a stony ground. Lord, make me a good ground. You don't want to be, I don't want to be a wayside ground. I don't want to be a thorny ground. I don't want to be a stony ground. Lord, make me a good ground. We don't want to be, we don't want to be a wayside ground. I don't want to be a thorny ground. I don't want to be a stony ground. Lord, make me a good ground. We don't want to be, we don't want to be a wayside ground. I don't want to be a thorny ground. I don't want to be a stony ground. Lord, make me a good ground. You don't want to be, you don't want to be a wayside ground. I don't want to be a thorny ground. I don't want to be a stony ground. Lord, make me a good ground, a very, very
keep clapping your hands. Hallelujah. Lift your two hands. I want you to pray and ask the Lord to take care of your life. We've heard a testimony, a very, 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 very wonderful miracle.
Yes, Lord.
We want to pray. Lift your two hands and pray that you will
constantly
be under a covering.
Yes, Lord.
Pray
constantly.
That God should help you. Tell the Lord, Father, help me.
Father, help me.
To stay under a pastor. To be in church.
Help me, Lord.
To take you more seriously.
Yes, Lord.
Not just the word you are about to hear, but your life as a Christian. You pray that, Lord, help me to take you more seriously. Thank you, Jesus. Help me to take you more serious. To be more serious. More serious. More serious.
More serious.
More serious. More
serious.
More serious.
Constantly under your covering. Masutaya Rababa. Manda Rubasi Akatata.
Amen. Second prayer. We are using the word serious again. Lord, help me to be a serious Christian. There are many types of Christians, but I want to be a serious Christian. Lift your hands and ask the Lord to make you a serious Christian. A serious Christian. A serious Christian. Pray.
Yes. Serious, Lord.
Pray.
Marcos Atayaraba. Christian.
A serious Christian.
Serious with you, Lord.
Serious.
A serious Christian.
Serious Christian.
Zade Bahanosi Antara Mama 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 Mama.
Not an unserious Christian. A serious Christian.
A serious Christian. That I will be serious. That I will be serious. A serious Christian. Sabia Kantara Mama 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 Mama. Me Rabado Rabasi Atara Mana Mama 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 Mama. Kantanta Ramani Moko Siataya Mama Mama.
Father, we thank you.
We thank you, Lord.
Today we pray that you will speak your word.
Yes, Lord.
Speak into our hearts.
Speak into our hearts.
Speak into our minds.
Yes, Lord.
Touch our lives.
Touch our lives.
May we never be the same again.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. You may be seated. Like our sister said, make sure you are at the camp. Amen. Don't make yourself an animal that a lion can easily eat. When we are going somewhere, join us. So, our central leaders and regional heads, make sure that everybody who comes here today is in Mambo. Will schools be in session on the 17th that week? Yes, that is it. So your ability to excuse yourself to be at the camp, because there are many things that can remove you from a classroom. Many things can remove you from a classroom. Don't allow those things to remove you. Rather, you should excuse yourself for important things. So make sure you are at the camp. Make sure, very important, that you are at the camp. Well, this morning, I want to start teaching you before I want to start teaching you a very important subject. It's actually from this book, Going Deeper and Doing More. Sometimes when a prophet is prophesying, you hear them saying, go deep. Go deep. So, every Christian who wants to know God who wants to experience God must make up his mind that it is by going deep that you find God. There are people who don't like to go deep. So I just finished preaching about tasters. So this is a version of tasters. I've been preaching for about 5 weeks on tasters and partakers. There are people like that who come around and their mind is that they just want to taste. But there is no wisdom in tasting. Nobody grows by tasting. Go to the podcast and the series can be found there, Tasters and Partakers. Today, I am starting a new series and the title is Going Deeper and then Doing More. When we say doing more, it means that you are doing something, but you are doing more. More. Like coming to church today isn't a small thing. Remember the time you left your house, even when you woke up. You've done well. Clap your hands for yourself. You've done well. All of you, you've done well. But you can do more. More. And I need you to listen to me because you are a child of God. And once you are a child of God, when we compare you to an unbeliever, you are a fool. Your friends who are not in church, who don't go to church, when the Bible, do you know anybody who doesn't go to church? You know, When the Bible puts you, Sister Dora, by your friend who doesn't go to church, Emilia, the Bible describes you as a fool. Yes. And when I say Bible, a lot of people speak in the Bible. I'm not talking about Isaiah, who is what James said. Jesus. That is why I'm preaching the message I'm preaching. Because I need to address fools to be wise. Anybody who is born again is naturally a fool. Something which should make you wise and make you great, make your life better. Luke 16, verse 8. Luke 16, verse 8. And the Lord commended the unjust steward because he had done wisely. This is, if it's a good Bible you are reading, you see that these letters are in red. For the children of this world are in their generation wiser than the children of light. Their wisdom, if they are wiser, then you are wise. If they are wise, then you are a fool. You are always lower in your behavior than unbelievers. Yes. People who don't go to church, you should learn from them. And stop learning. Don't learn from her. Look at an unbeliever. How he is unbelieving. Wow. Yes. Look at an unbeliever and how he is unbelieving. Don't copy this. She has sat in church. Ask her how many years she has been in church. Go and ask her how many years she has been in church. And bring me the answer. How many years has she been sitting in church? What? 25 years. That's why I'm asking you not to copy her. Because by this time, she should be a pastor overseeing 40 churches. And you yourself, you too, you must not follow this one. Ask her how many years she has been in church. In church, that she was an unbeliever, she wasn't going to church, and now she's in church. She attends church. When did she start attending? I'm waiting for the answer here. They are negotiating, eh? So come and give me the answer. I'm waiting for you. It was initially 10, and it has become 12. You have sat in church for 10 years. 10 years is not a small time. It's a very long time. You are not even a lady pastor. 10 years. That's why I'm advising you, if you want to learn how to go deeper and how to do more, don't learn from a believer. I see some at the back. Don't learn from them. These people, look for an unbeliever. Watch carefully. Watch carefully how unbelievers are doing their unbelieving and learn from them. Yes. Second Timothy chapter 3, verse 13. But evil men, I wish you would look for Good News Translation. Don't you think you have Good News Translation? See if you have it. Let me finish reading this. But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. That is evil people. Do you have Good News Translation? Let me read a Good News Translation. Good News Translation says, and evil persons and imposters will keep going from bad to worse. Deeper and deeper. That's the point I'm making. Bad to worse. Bad. That's how their things are. Those who are doing bad things, they go from bad, not from bad to good. Not from bad to less bad. When I was attending nightclubs, I began by going to one nightclub a night. Then I graduated to two. Then I jumped to four. Then by the time I was getting born again, I was doing five nightclubs a weekend. Girls who are committing fornication are more and more sophisticated. Even the things they drink for abortion, they are now, finer cocktails. There was a time they would mix some things with Guinness. Now there's no Guinness. No, listen. Unbelievers are now, you see, whatever they are doing, when we were children, there were prostitutes. And we still have them. And before we were born, it's the oldest profession anyway. But you will notice that as time goes on, they go from bad to worse. The things they do are now, they've gone now, they are using television. You see them on television. They are now news anchors and TV personalities, but they're actually prostitutes. And Christians are sitting in church going from good to bad. When unbelievers are not going from bad to good, but they are going from bad to badder. So you see that. Anybody here who can stand up and give a testimony can tell. You can raise your hand of any unbeliever you know. And how the person is getting worse and worse. They're always getting worse and worse. They start smoking cigarettes. Before you know at a point, the smokers, they don't start smoking. They start smoking cement paper. Newspaper. That's for beginners. Then they start smoking. Then within the cigarettes, they smoke and smoke and smoke. When we were smoking, we begin to smoke the paper and then we go to cigarettes with filters. You see, with filters. So when you inhale it, the smoke is filtered. There's something at the bottom. See, and there's a filter. And as you graduate, you are not happy with the feeling. So you go for Tosca for men without filter. It's for men. It's the boys who smoke the things with which have got filters. Any area of sin, people get worse and worse. They go deeper. They smoke Tosca for men. Then those who have got a lot of money now go into cigars. It's not just a fascist. The feeling is more. It's the impact. It hits you more. Then they go now into Indian hemp. Yes. No serious smoker smokes and just. They are because They use it to even have sex. They smoke Indian hemp. Then from Indian hemp, they start doing drugs. There's nobody doing drugs, you know, that just started by doing drugs. They start by doing something. I'm just saying that. That's why Jesus said that the children of this world are in their generation. They are wiser compared to you. You are a fool. They are so wise. You see why I like your son? Yes. Since I've known him, he's getting more and is deeper and more. That is the person you must like. When you meet Christians who are calm for 30 years, just as they are for 40 years, 20 years, 7 years, I mean, like how they are, that's how they are. You are looking at a fool. It's even possible that you are not even a believer. You are wrong. It's like what you, because you see, even trees, their roots go deeper. Trees go. I mean, so what are you doing? Ask your friend. What type of Christianity is this? What are you doing? What are you doing? All you do is just church Sunday home, church Sunday home, church. I mean, what are you doing? What is that? Church Sunday home. So this series is addressing the foolishness that is. Listen. Don't clap. I'm just saying that. Be very careful and admire people who, whatever they are doing, they are wilder. Yes. The last church I was pastoring, I started one service. Then as I was pastoring the church, I didn't know that there was actually a tree service in the church. I didn't know. So when I heard it, then the following Sunday, I said, well, let me go and sit there. Then I saw a sister preaching. I even met her this morning. I'm very happy. I saw her preaching. Why should I even say I'm very happy? Well, at least she's in church. She's still in church. But she was the one preaching. I sat down. I was the head pastor of the entire church. I sat down and received the word. Beautiful tree. You know, nice tree service. It was very nice. Today, that sister is not preaching in no service. It's been like 15, 16 years. If she was an unbeliever with some minister for Rhodes and Stars as boyfriend, by this time she would have been able to get the man to impregnate her, and she's almost like a second wife. Everybody goes deeper. What are you doing? They start. Oh, somebody, he sleeps. The man sleeps with once a while. They text, and the relationship goes deeper. Deeper, deeper and deeper. It's one day he's sitting on a plane with her. They are traveling to France. They go, they come, get deeper. Before you know it, the girl is pregnant. Second pregnancy. The wife is there. The third pregnancy. Say deeper. When I say first pregnancy, say deeper. First pregnancy. Second child. Third child. So the man has bought an estate for her. Yes. There's nothing I'm saying to you that I can't give you names. When unbelievers, I mean, sin is such that you can't sin at the same level for a long time. You can't. There's no type of sin. I drank by the time I was 16 years old. 16. I stopped drinking beer. It was like Fanta to me. And I stopped drinking whiskey and brandy from glasses. I was drinking it from the bottle. I hold it like this. 16. So a little girl, a 16-year-old girl met me. That was how it ended. I would have been dead by now. Nobody who is doing it. Do you know anybody who is an unbeliever, who is fooling? Do you know anybody? You should know somebody. Are they at the same level? So my question is, why are you at the same level? Why are you at the same level? This church, this particular assembly here, you are watching my face. Look at my face well. You will never be allowed to be here without going deeper into the things. No. The one where you can be there for a long time, that one is up there because it's a nice church. But here, this church is for radical Christianity, people who are deeper, who are more serious. We are not here to just be attending. Here will allow you to attend church once, twice, three times. 2 Timothy chapter 1. Verse 9, King James. Yes. He saved us. This is a prayer we're praying in the flow service this morning. He saved us. And called us. With an holy calling. The rest of the verse is the homework you must take home. But nobody is saved and stagnates at salvation mode. It's wrong. It's not God. God doesn't save anybody and leaves you hanging as a saved person. The God who saves you also calls you. So when you are saved and you remain saved for 5 years, 10 years, and you are not doing anything, that when God calls you, He calls you at different levels. At different levels. Of course, salvation is also a calling. We know that one. Jesus said, "No man can come to me," Jesus, "except the Father who sent me draws him." That's why there can be two people in a church service. One will lift up the hand that I want to be born again, and the other one will not. He wants to be destroyed. That's why I said, when you invite someone to church and the person wants to get up and go, show him the way. Let him go. Allow him to go. So we know that salvation is a calling. It is. God calls us. Anybody who is saved has been called by God. But the call of God is progressive. It's progressive. I said it is progressive. It's not just a call to just sit in church. But the church you are sitting in, even the chair you are sitting on, somebody put the chair there. Somebody arranged the chair. The chairs. How can all of us be church members? We give offerings, we pay tithes, and then who should arrange the chair for you to sit on? And what are you doing for someone to also enjoy? As we have been in church this morning, a sister has led us with that microphone to worship God. She is sitting down listening to a message, just like you. But before sitting down, she has done something. There are some people sitting here who have gone to invite others. They were doing outreach yesterday, out on Friday, out on Tuesday. On Tuesday, when I was going for the evening service, I met a lady. She had come around to do what is the name of the thing called? outreach and visitation with Helping Lorraine. She mentioned you, that she was with you doing outreach. And she had finished the outreach and was going to church in the evening. If everybody in the church was like you, this service we are having will have only 7 members. But thank God, not everybody in the church is like you. That is how the kingdom is advancing and growing. I'm asking you in English, what are you doing? He saves us and calls us. So anybody you meet, and it's true, who is saved and doesn't progress into the call, other calls, the person's salvation, that real English word is spurious. Spurious. S-P-U-R-I-O-U-S. Spurious. It's not genuine. It's fake. It's not what we are looking for. God, he wants to take you deeper. In fact, he says those who see the acts of God are those who do business in the deep. It's always deep. Superficial. We all start superficial. Even the tree, the tall big tree, it begins, the roots are just radical. It's a radical. There's something very, just hanging one inch. 1 inch has been too long. It just starts. Everything is superficial. Everything is superficial. We start drinking Fanta. We go to Coke. Then we are doing Shandy, Bosue. Then from Shandy, we progress to the proper beer. Then we move into harder. Till we are drinking gin that we put nails in the gin for redox reactions. We put nails for 3 days. Then after 3 days, we decant the gin. That's what we drink. I'm saying that the unbelievers, they are wilder than the I don't know what type of zombies or minions or what type of people sit in churches. All you know is to dress on Sunday morning and enter a church. Shame on you. You are a disgrace to the blood of Jesus. From Monday to Saturday, never one concern. There's nothing about the church. It's one. If you have 10,000 burdens, nothing. Not the dancing in the church. Not the singing. Not the worship. Is there light? The TV screen is too small. The chairs are too light. The ground. What? Somebody sent me a picture of the service, last Sunday service, on Monday. The person doesn't even go to church, doesn't come to church yet. Somewhere. And this service we have, it's not a live service. And the text he sent me, he sent the text before even the message I preached was out. He sent a text and circled something and said, I want to buy this for the church. The church you are pastoring. And you are sitting in the church. It's like, I'm sitting out from Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. It's like, there's no burden. It's like, you have problems. So you have marital problems. Your wife, your mother-in-law, your brother-in-law who has been smoking weed and has been brought to your house because you are married to a sister. Now a weed smoker is now living with you. All these are problems. But I'm just saying in the English that how is it possible that nothing about church is one of your 20,000 burdens? So go with me. Join me. I'm taking you on a journey. Yes. And every time you see me on Sunday, think of an unbeliever. Begin to admire unbelievers. Begin to admire unbelievers. Look at how they live their lives. And every thought of an unbeliever should lead you to say to yourself, shame on me. I'm a disgrace. Everybody say, I am a disgrace. And you are, lady pastor, you are a disgrace. You are a disgrace. It's not because I'm called. I'm a pastor. Now, I said the church I was in, I began with one church service. By the time I was leaving the church, I was having four services. Deeper. I'm pastoring two churches. My car is there. When I finish this church, I'm driving to the next church. Different everything. Even the dust is different. And I'm looking for a third congregation, another satellite congregation to preach to. So on Sunday, I do three. I want to do four. I want to go deeper because the unbelievers are doing worse and worse. How can you be in church 10 years? You're not a lady pastor. Shame on you. Just sitting in church. And that's why you can be in church and Satan can just pick you like that. Remove you. Eat you up. Then picks you. Eat you up. Picks you. But why, ask yourself, why did he get you and not this one? Today I want to talk about going deeper in the things of God. Wow. That's chapter 1. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 9. Tell your neighbor, get serious. It looks like the man is not happy. Tell him, it looks like the man is not happy this morning. Somebody has annoyed him. And that somebody who has annoyed him is you. First Corinthians chapter 2 verse 9. But as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard. Should you be a pastor to bring three people to church? Should you be a pastor to even visit somebody? Like, you've got two people that every week on Tuesdays, my grandmother, she was 105. She died at 106. 105, she was attending a singing band during the week. Oh. You mean you must be a pastor before, during the week, you can also drive your car to an area and sit down with some three people and share a scripture for 30 minutes and even go home? You can't do that. Despicable. For how many years have you been singing? For how many years have you been singing? Look at your hairstyle. If you are an unbeliever girl, by this time you will have about two MDs as yours. That's one of inside attraction. The one who provides the wigs and the phones, and the one who provides the rent money. You sit in church, you have been singing for 10 years, and that is it. You can't progress to even be a pastor in the choir. Oh. I think we must end the service at this time. No. Next week, the word will be it will be nicer. No. Let's clap our hands and welcome our sister Mary to give us a song. They will give us a second offering. You don't want Mary to sing? How long have you been in church? Attending church? A lot of what? Maybe he's even the one annoying me this morning. Prayer don't come to you. Prayer don't come to you. Lift your right hand and say, I'm going deeper. Say, I'm going deeper. I'm going to do more. Say, I'm going to do more. Say, it looks like. Say, it looks like. This church attending, church member, it looks like it's not working. It will help me. I'm going to be more radical. More radical. In the name of Jesus. I'm going deeper. And I'll do more. More for Jesus. More for God. Say, people are doing more for Satan. People who steal money are getting worse and worse. Now all you need to do is just to press a link that you are watching something or your bank account is finished. You sit in church. Even the good is now becoming less good. Then less and lesser and lesser and lesser. Then you are now bad. Some of you are sitting in church. You are doing bad things. So you are doing bad. You know yourself. You are disgrace. You are doing bad things. You sit in church. You are with a boy. Fooling with the boy. Fooling with the girl. Yes, because if you will not go deep in God, God, he said, he gave them up to seducing spirits. To believe a lie. Read your Bible carefully. Romans 1, to believe a lie. Since you will not go deeper in God, God himself, you see, God, he's like Don King. He promotes fights. Yeah. He said, how can I get Ahab to fall? Then he himself answered and said, an angel said, I will go to him as a lying spirit to Ahab. Yes. Since you will not be serious with God, he will come to you as a lying spirit. And just one lie he will put in you. Boom. You now begin to like something that you shouldn't like. Something you shouldn't like. You have, because you see, nature doesn't like vacuum. Like nothing is occupied. There must always be something to occupy you. So if you will not let God fill you, Satan will fill you. If you don't go deeper in the things of God, you will be in the church and be going deeper. Look, I am telling you in English that there is no example. When I talk about people having boyfriends, married men, I'm not talking about when I was in the nightclub or in the church. There's no example. I can give you names. I can give you names of drug pushers, church members, just three, whatever, a week ago, a week or so, my son called me Sunday, last week, I think, 2 weeks ago, Sunday, 4 p.m. He said, Daddy, I'm at the police station. I said, police station? Doing what? He said, I'm here to bail my church member. Doing what? He said, she was at a party. And they found drugs and policemen came to do a swoop and she was added, church member. I said, don't sign any paper. My wife actually advised him, don't sign any paper there. See, then it's good I called you because I was about to sign. Not every church member
who comes to cry the pastor that I'm going to London, I'm going to US, I'm going to Amsterdam, we are going to have a meeting, I'm visiting my sister in India, I'm going to I'm so tired, I want to be with my brother who lives in Spain for 2 weeks. Then they travel. You see, they travel to London. Not every church member who travels is traveling a normal travel. Some carry drugs. I can give you names. Not the girls I met at a nightclub. Church members sitting in church. Some of you are sitting here. You are doing drugs. But today I'm bringing a better alternative to your lifestyle. I'm introducing you to something far better than the nonsense life you are living, than the foolish life you are living. I'm introducing something better than just dressing up and sitting in church. Something better than just calling yourself a church member. Something better than just exchanging text messages with your pastor. Something better. As it is written, thy eye has not seen, nor ear heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him. Verse 10. Look at verse 10. But God has revealed them to us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. The deep things of God. There are some things called the deep things of God. I said there are some things called the deep. Don't sit here in the church looking at me as if you are some deaf and dumb person who doesn't understand English. Don't look at me as if you are somebody with water in your brain staring at me sheepishly as if you don't understand what I'm saying. I'm saying that you are actually a fool sitting in the church and not going deeper in the church, not going deeper in the things of God. But when it comes to sin, unbeliever, music, all the evils, you are deeper, and I'm calling you you are a fool. Because do you know why you were a fool? My advice to you is that you must not come here again. Be back there in the world and destroy your life. If you are coming here, then come and join us to go deeper too. Because we hear also there's some, is there deep things? It's not only in the world that there are deep things of Satan, deep things of clubbing, deep things of drinking. I was into deep drinking, deep smoking, deep everything. I had a friend whose sister lived in London. In fact, what are you talking about? I'll take a car and go to his house. I will walk just for one pornography magazine. Hardcore. 15-year-old boy. And some of you sitting here looking at me, you are doing worse. Some of you are sniffing glue. And you've now come into church and you are sitting in the church as if you have got Down syndrome. Shepherds won't go deep in their shepherding. Pastors won't go deep in their pastoring. Yesterday I was preaching in a big church service. I saw a boy with earphones, headphones. That's the big ones, not so. I called. I said, "What do you have in this headphone?" He said, "I've got music." I said, "What type of music?" He began to mention names. I didn't know. He's sitting in the church. He said, one of them is Jebad. I didn't know there was something called Jebad. Oh no, I'm a Ghanaian. I go to social media. I've never seen Jebad. Apparently, there's somebody called Jebad. The name itself should suggest to you what is going on. And he mentioned other names. I've even forgotten them. I just remember Jebad because of the word bad. So you see that if you not go deep, you will sit in the church and the evil and the wickedness that the unbelievers are suffering from, you'll be in the church and be suffering from today. You are also going to go deeper in the things of God. That's the things of God. Say the things of God. Say the things of God. Say, God's things, God's things also have depth. And I'm going deeper. Say I am going. Are you saying it? Say, I'm going deeper. Going deeper. Deeper means that if you used to pray, we all began by praying for 5 minutes, 2 minutes, then 15 minutes. Deeper is 20 minutes. 25 minutes prayer is deeper than 20 minutes prayer. Deeper. 1 hour. Then till now, we leave our house and go somewhere. We are going, not to go and look for pornography magazines. We are going to wait on God. Deeper. Deeper. So when you settle for this type of life where you are just a nice Christian attending church, you have driven your blue Ford, you've come to sit in the church, nice church member, you drop an offering, you give some special seed, and then you go back home. Most of the time, they are into high heels. They are all wearing high heels. I should stop preaching, you see. It's not. A pastor shouldn't preach like this, not so. A pastor should. This is Resurrection Sunday. I should be preaching about the how God's love is lighting up your heart. The love of God is shed abroad. God's love, He sent His Son. Okay, then let's start that message now. Let's start it now. Let's put this one away. Christ is risen. Christ has risen. I should go deeper. The deep things of God. I'm telling you, listen to me, I'm telling you. Anybody, people are doing, I see the cars here, the Mercedes-Benz. When I was growing up, the Mercedes-Benz people were driving. It was not like this. My grandfather had a Mercedes-Benz. It was called Smiling. Look at this. Beautiful Mercedes-Benz. Those who make cars are going deeper. See some old Toyota. 2010 Toyota. Modern day Toyota. It's not like this. Kayabale that is standing there. Say deeper. People making planes are going deeper. Making cars, making watches, everything is deeper. Phones are getting slimmer. Phones are getting slimmer. Evil is getting fatter. Everything in the world is getting worse and more. Those who have got potato farms are making more potatoes. They start processing the potatoes. Those who have got pigs are raising more pigs. Everywhere, people are doing more. Politicians who are stealing more and more. The only place where nothing is changing is the church. Building designs are getting nicer. Road, whatever, is getting nicer. Those who are stealing bitumen to take their children to school abroad, they see that the road gets spoiled faster. I mean, the only place where nothing is changing in the person is the church. But this church here, I promise you, I will personally make sure that you are uncomfortable in this church. Yes. The fire here, you have to get up and do something. Say, the deep things of God. Let me give you some two deep things and then we'll close today. The first deep thing of God is go deeper into the Holy of Holies. Hebrews 9 verse 6. You can go deeper in the Holy of Holies. Now when these things were thus ordained, the priest went always into the first tabernacle, accomplishing the service of God. Verse 7. But into the second, when the high priest alone, once every year, not without blood, which he offered for himself and for the errors of the people. So there was a first, and then they go deeper into the second. Next verse. The Holy Ghost, thus signifying that the way into the holiest of all was not yet made manifest, while as the first tabernacle was yet standing. That is the point. Those who enter into the first tabernacle and end there don't find the way to the second tabernacle. Listen to me, my dear friend. This church service we are in, this is the first tabernacle. You've entered the first. You've made it here. But there's a second tabernacle. I said you must enter the second tabernacle. And the second tabernacle is not behind this church building. It's not on the road. The second tabernacle is in your room. Go deeper into the presence of God. There's a presence of God that all of us meet. I mean, as we are all here, all of us are here, and we are sharing that presence. We are sharing it. It's beautiful. Our sister sang beautifully. We've had a nice ministration. Nice. Everything except the word of God, which is not nice. But everything is nice. The church, everything is nice. But I'm saying that this is the first tabernacle. Say the first tabernacle. There's a second tabernacle. It is deeper than the first. That one, you are the only one who is there. You don't share no presence with nobody. Wake up in the morning and have a song to sing on your own. That's the second tabernacle. We start the week. Today is Sunday. We start the week with the first tabernacle. But how about tomorrow? There's no first tabernacle tomorrow. Tuesday, there's an evening, some 2x4, second tabernacle, something we are doing. Wednesday, there's no. Thursday, there's no. Friday, till we meet on Sunday. When do you enter your second tabernacle? My sister, when do you wake up on your own? Today, when do you leave here and you go home? You go, will you wash? You finish washing. What will you do today? You go and what? You go and rest. But after service here, there's Bible school. That may be your second tabernacle. And then there's a third tabernacle at home. When you finish resting, kneel by your bed and sing an English tree song. And what? English tree song to who? To God. When was the last time you sang an English tree song to God alone? When? Yesterday. Clap your hands for her. Oh, I'm preaching a beautiful message this morning. When you leave here, when you leave this church service, and you go and you are listening to Jebad, you have destroyed even the first tabernacle. I said, you have destroyed even the... I said, what? Just one Jay-Z, one Shatawale song destroys what we have done here. You see what we are here doing? This is the first. Say the first tabernacle. I can't hear you. Say the first tabernacle. But when we leave here, any girl's body you touch destroys the first tabernacle. I shouldn't preach like this, Pastor. I should preach like this. Even 5 minutes of pornography you watch destroys the first tabernacle. I'm happy you are writing notes. Very good. Are you writing notes? Or are you sending a letter to a girl? Is it notes? Yes. Clap. What's your name? Ernest. Beautiful. Clap for Ernest. Deeper. You're also writing notes? Let me see your notes. Wow. Lovely. Classic notebook. Yes. And you, what are your notes? Yes, I didn't bring the book he's using. Did I bring it to him? I brought books, and when I came, I shared the books, not so before I pray. He brought it. Is he your friend? Did you come together? Exactly. It's the wise virgin and the foolish virgin. They came together. But see, he doesn't know that he has got a book and a pen. They may even be fornicating together, but at least he has brought a book and a pen. And you are with him. You have no book and you have no pen. You think that you are the same. But what you don't know is that we are not the same. Tell your neighbor and say, we are not the same. If I'm the one you are following, then better be wise. Say, tell her, you are not the same. Deeper. When we close the service, go and be in your room and pray in tongues for 5 minutes. These are pastors. Can you please stand up? These are pastors. These are the pastors in the church. These are pastors. Are you pastors in the service? You're not pastors? At this stage? When will you be a pastor? Church, see them. Tell them that, can you give me your number? I want you to share verses with me. Help me to grow up and be deep in God. These are the pastors. When we close, look for them. Tell them that, give me your number. I want to change. Abba. You don't have Christian music to listen to. You are listening to J-Bad and Sifu and Kill Idiot. See her. She will give you music to listen to. There's music you can listen to. Instead of going to Facebook and watching somebody, all he does is to insult chiefs, president, anybody that has got dignity has to be insulted within 1 hour. And 15,000 people are watching him in just insulting. Put in a message a pastor has preached and listen to it so that you can go deeper into the blessings of God. Don't join accursed people. Go deeper into the holy of holies. This is the holy place. Create your own holy of holies. Play music. Be in the room singing. Create your own holy of holies. Be in your room alone and be praying. Walk up and down. Your room is a small room, but walk up and down. Say, my personal second tabernacle. Say, my personal second tabernacle. My personal second tabernacle. Number two, sit down. Go deeper into the glory. Say the things of God. These are the deep things of God. Yes. There's no holy of holies here. Holy of holies, you go alone. You don't go there with a choir. You don't go there with a crowd. You enter alone into the Holy of Holies. Your personal effort to engage God is the Holy of Holies. And everybody, nobody should end at the first tabernacle. What's your name? Juliana, don't end. This is the first tabernacle. Don't end it here. Don't end it here. The second thing, the second deep thing of God is the glory. Exodus 33, 17. The Lord said to Moses, I'll do this also, for you have found grace in my sight. May you find grace in God's sight. I said, may you find grace in God's sight. May God like you. Lift your two hands and say, Lord, please like me. I want you to like me. I want to be closer to you. I want to love you. I want to be deeper. Go deeper. Oh Lord, like me. Let me find grace in your sight and know you deeper. Amen. Verse 8, look at verse 18. And he said, I beseech thee, show me thy glory. Do you know who he was talking to? Apostle Peter? No. Moses was talking to God. You can be talking to God and not see his glory. You have to be interested. You see, you are with God, but his glory may not. Many of you, you are with God. You are here. You are here. This is not a temple for Satan. We are not here to worship Satan. This is God. God's presence is here. God is here. But many of you here do not, have not yet entered the glory part of God. The glory of God is the beauty of God. Something about God is seen around you. His presence, his glory. Look, I can tell you for sure, when spiritual people see you, they see that the no matter the pink ribbon on your head, they see that there's something wrong with this girl. People can pick evil spirits. When you are a fornicator, when you are a thief, when you are living in sin, it forms a cloud, a presence, an aura around you. Moses was with God. He had to beg God, show me your glory. I'm seeing you, but give me your glory also. Let me see your glory. And the glory of God you see, 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18. But we all, with open face, beholding us in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory. May you look, may you represent, may you, your appearance, may you reflect, may you mirror the glory, the beauty, the niceness of God. Yes. Go deeper. Go deeper. Lift your hand and say, I'm going deeper into the glory. Say, I'm going deeper into the glory. The glory of God is not into wigs and shoes and nice clothes and so on. You can wear whatever, but there's glory around you. That's what attracts even angels to come closer to you. Yes, that's what attracts the power of God. Remember, wherever the glory is, normally the power is there. He said, for thine is the kingdom. The power and the glory, they go together forever and ever. And many of you need that power. And that power doesn't just reside or be with just anybody. That is the carriers of the glory of God. The beauty of God. Get closer to God. Smell like him. look like him. Verse 19 of Exodus 33. And he said, I will make all my goodness pass before thee, and I will proclaim the name of the Lord before thee, and I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious. Mayakata saba. Ah, makalimbros adi mayande. This church, I tell you, we are going to be practitioners of the glory. I said, we'll practice the glory. I said, you will be in your house. New believer school. Do you have Holy Ghost baptism? You better lead them properly. And where you are having the meeting, don't allow them to be selling kebab around you. Move the kebab somewhere. Did you get the point I'm making? How can you be teaching and there's kebab? Will they be concentrating? If you, even you, will you concentrate? Don't allow people to be breastfeeding, chatting around you. Clear them from there. The confusion in any place is determined by the nonsense you tolerate. I will let all my goodness pass before me. I'll be gracious to whom I'll be gracious. And I will show mercy on whom I'll show mercy. This morning, God has a special gift for you. His gift is his glory. His glory. I said God's glory. I said God's glory. He wants, when people see you, they must see something about God on you. And it depends on what you've been doing. What you've been doing. If you've been fooling with friends, not reading your Bible, listening to rubbish. When you come into God's presence, you feel strange. You see, you are in a totally different place. Let the presence of God be a very important thing that you desire to go deeper into. Deeper. On your own. On your own. I'm telling you that the second tabernacle is not built by a contractor. It's built by you. You, everybody must have a second tabernacle. Everybody must enter that glory. Everybody must go deeper. Go. This church business, wearing white, singing nice songs, is good. But you can go deeper. Stand to your feet. Keep clapping your hands. Go deeper. Deeper into the power of God. Deeper. You see, the words are not like new believer school words, like a baptism fellowship. No. Presence. Presence. Keep clapping your hands. Presence, glory, power. They are deeper things. They are deeper things. I'm showing you that God is not just church attendance and bring your Bible open to John and we explain John and then you close your Bible and you go home. There are wilder things. There are PhD things and I'm taking you there. I said I'm taking you there. You are going in deeper. Deeper. Deeper.
My God. Deeper. Look, today the message is that if God is boring to you, then you must understand that you have not gone deeper into him. That is why he is boring. Because everything, we used to go to nightclub and sit down. The first time I ordered Coca-Cola, and as people were smoking and moving around, I was lost. I said, no. The first thing I did was that I now collected the, you see, the songs the DJ was playing. Apparently, my friends had those songs. So the first thing was that I got the music. Sir, within 3 months, I was now comfortable in the nightclub. Beautiful. I collected the music. Somebody gave me a radio station in Gabon. I lived on the first floor of a building, 6 floors. I went up with a television aerial. Those days, it was flat with 2 wires left and right. I went up to the top and went to hoist the cable there and threw it down to my room. 5 p.m. in the evening, I'll be listening to DJ Teddy Osei in a radio station in Libreville, Gabon. I lived in Ghana. I was listening to Gabon, Teddy Osei. Radio station called Africa Numero A. Africa Numero A. 40 years ago. What are you talking about? You come and stand there as if you are some brain dead person who doesn't understand. Meanwhile, when you leave here right now, you are going to chat up a girl. Oh no, that's a prayer David prayed, and I think I can end this chapter. It's one chapter a day. Look at it, Psalm 63. Look at it, Psalm 63, verse 1. Let's just read the Bible, just enjoy. Oh God, thou art my God. See, this is the mind of a person who wants to go deeper. Remember, he's addressing God. He has God already. But he wants the deeper, like Moses, who was talking to God. He said, show me your glory. Show me your glory. Reflect God's glory before you go to reflect a pregnancy from a boy who will not even marry you. Listen to me. I check always before coming to church. And today when I checked, I wasn't mad. Yes, I am lucid. Clear-headed. When I say that, get deeper and look for God's glory before you go and look for something that you, when we see what you've been doing. 15-year-old girl, you are pregnant. I can give you name. I was at the outdooring. I named the baby myself. I've forgotten the boy's name. There's nothing I'm saying. That everything I'm saying is practical English. Don't fool around. Get deep. Beautiful that you are here leading us. But ask God, what is deeper than what I did this morning? Look at somebody who wants to go deep. Oh God, thou art my God. Early will I seek thee. Those who are deeper, they do the things early. They don't delay. Young man, this is your early. Oh, this is your early. My next major birthday is 60 years. The major one is 60. Make sure that at this age, you see God. You see, those who go deep are those who are... Can you clap your hands for that girl who met me when I was 16 years? Clap your hands for her. She saved my life. She is a savior to me.
will I seek thee? My soul thirsteth for thee. My flesh longeth for thee. You see your flesh? It is at a certain level that your flesh longs to fornicate, longs to masturbate. Your flesh longs to drink. There's a type of flesh. Look at some of this flesh. My flesh is longing for God. You think everybody's flesh is like your flesh? Taking Uber to a girl to go and fornicate with her? Some of you, you're a girl. You take Uber to a boy to sleep with you. Listen to me. Not my spirit. Yes, my soul is thirsting for thee, but my flesh. Not everybody's flesh wants to sleep. Not everybody's flesh likes sex. Not everybody's flesh wants to smoke weed. May your flesh long for God, not for alcohol, not for tobacco, not for pornography. May your flesh long for God. My flesh longeth for thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is. Look at verse 2. To see thy power. So I'm with you, but I've so far not seen your power. Katunama kataba. Power. When people meet you, their evil intentions must end. I said, when people meet you, their weaknesses must receive strength. I said, when a girl sits with you, her weakness for a boy must be converted, because you yourself must be a carrier of power. And that power and that glory is not in a church service like this. It's a deeper part of God. Remember that this is David. He already knew God. He already knew God. But he said, no, I'm desiring more. I'm not just a film star, a song star, a dance star, an usher star, communion wine star, and the whatever star. No. My soul is thirsting for thee. My flesh is longing for thee. I am thirsty. I feel I need something. It's not enough. I want something. My flesh, long. I'm saying to you again that not everybody's flesh wants to have sex with somebody's husband. It's your flesh that wants to watch pornography. If I show you the data on my phone, the airtime data, the amount of money that I have on my phone, for it's there. It says the data I have bought. You collapse. You can't even imagine it. You have got one Ghana. You are doing midnight bundle one Ghana to watch pornography with one Ghana. Roll over. One Ghana, mommy. One Ghana. You are bundling that one Ghana to watch pornography. I'm saying not everybody's flesh is like yours. Can you lift your two hands? Ask the Lord to have mercy on you. Say, Lord, have mercy on me. Lord, change me. Lord, change me. I'm telling you that not everybody is like you. And you can change to have a better flesh. A flesh that doesn't long for movies, but the flesh that wants to read the Bible. Yes. A flesh that wants to sing to God. Yes. A flesh that wants to see power and glory. Yes. To see healing power. Yes. Miracle power. Yes. Transformation power. Yes. A flesh that wants to see power that changes a person. To see that power. That one is not a church service. No, this one is, I'm just projecting with your communion by your side. Real power and glory is not this one. Lift your two hands and pray. Draw me deeper. Draw me deeper. Pray. Deeper. Young girl, people must feel the power of God in you. And it is created by the hours of prayer you have prayed, His presence you have stayed. It's not by wearing a nice dress.
Lift your hands. Deeper. We need to go deeper. Honestly. This brand of Christianity will not work. You are only making yourself easy prey, easy pickings. Easy pickings. I said everybody in the world is doing more, going deeper. Anything they are doing, anything. Those who make canopies are making nicer. Every except the believer who, as she was 10 years ago, is now. And you wait. You wait. Lift your hands.
Draw me, Lord.
Draw me deeper, Lord, deeper into your word of truth. Draw me deeper, Lord, deeper into your love for me. Draw me deeper, Lord, deeper to the place where you are. Draw me deeper and deeper, that I may know your heart. Draw me deeper, draw me deeper, Lord, deeper. Lift your hands into your word of truth. Draw me deeper, Lord, deeper into your love for me. Draw me deeper, Lord, deeper to the place where you are. Draw me deeper and deeper, that I may know your heart.
Lift your hands, everybody, and tell the Lord, Lord, I refuse to remain where I am now spiritually. I refuse it. I refuse it. It's a lie. It's wrong. I refuse to be in the church as an usher for 10 years. I reject that title.
Yes, I reject.
Never.
Draw me deeper.
I refuse.
Everybody pray.
I refuse it and I reject
to the place where you are. Draw me deeper and deeper, that I may know your heart. Draw me
pray
deeper, Lord, deeper into your word of truth. Draw me deeper, Lord, deeper into your love for me. Draw me deeper, Lord, deeper
into your presence. Deeper into your glory. Deeper into your power. Yes, deeper. These are deeper stuff.
That I may know your heart.
Everyone, close your eyes at this time. Bow down your heads. Close your eyes. This morning, there's a sister here. That's why God brought you here. He wants to draw you closer to Him. He wants you to know Him personally as your Savior, as your Lord. This morning, every eye closed, I want to give you an opportunity. Don't talk to your friend. Don't look anywhere. Close your eyes. Because as I talk to you, is the voice of God you are hearing. And He says, my son, my daughter, I want you to come closer to me. I want you to be with me. I love you. There are deeper parts of me. But to begin, I want to be your Lord and your Savior. This morning, if you are here and you want Jesus Christ to be your Lord and your Master, you want to be born again, you want to turn around, you are tired of that life you've been living, you are tired of a certain life of just emptiness, I want to say, Pastor, please pray for me. I want to be born again. This morning, Jesus is calling somebody. He is calling somebody. The first step you took was that you came to church. But God wants to bring you, wants to save you properly and wash you properly. If you are here, you want to receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, just lift up your right hand right now. I'm going to pray for you. I see your hand. Lift it high. Pastor, pray for me. I want to be born again. Lift it high. I want to be born again. God bless you. God bless you. Look, your life is going to be different. It's going to be nicer. It's going to be beautiful. That's what we call the glory of God. It's deeper. Pastor, pray for me. I want to know Jesus. I want to love him. Personally. Not in a church group. Lift your hand high. High above your head. And if your hand is up, I want you to come to me right now. Come to the front here. Come. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. It's the first step. Come to Jesus. I am sending an invitation to you. Jesus is inviting you to come to him. Don't turn him away. Close your eyes again, everyone. I'm sending you an invitation from Jesus. He wants to invite you to come to be with him. He wants you to be his son. He wants to take care of you. I am inviting you this morning to come to Jesus. And if you are here and you want to respond to that invitation, lift your hand wherever you are. Yes. Lift it wherever you are. You want to respond to that invitation and become a child of God. Lift it wherever you are, high above your head. High above your head. High above your head. Father, we thank you. Father, we bless you. Everyone, lift up your two hands and say this prayer after me. Everybody, those in front, say this prayer after me. Say, Heavenly Father, I am sorry for my sins. Today, I receive you as my Lord and personal Savior. I realize I have sinned. I am dirty. I've done many bad things. Please forgive me and make me your child. Today I declare that I am born again. I'm starting a new life. A new life with you. Let me grow in you. Let me love you more. Let me go deeper and deeper. As unbelievers are going from bad to west, let me also go from deeper to deeper to deeper in the things of God. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Lord. Please receive me and make me a new creature in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, clap your hands for them. Congratulations. Well done. God bless you. This is the age. How old are you? Yes, this is the age. Even younger than you. How old are you? This is the age. Few people who get born again above 30 ever stay in the church. Salvation is for every soul especially the young. Because you are the one Satan is looking for. So God also gets you early. And I've got pastors who are going to visit you, share the word of God with you, pray with you, listen to your problems and give you solutions from the Bible, and be your friend, help you to grow. You see the one there, she's holding something called follow me. You see, can you read? Or you can't read from afar, you can see this. Follow me. So let's follow her. Clap your hands for her. Clap your hands for them. We are coming to the Lord's table to take our communion. Communion. When you are coming to church, you must come with the pastors. Make sure your members have communion. And don't dash them. Let them buy the communion. Free things. This today is Resurrection Sunday. Nobody resurrects who hasn't sacrificed. So don't do things too much for your members. Let them pay the price. Don't live their Christian lives for them. Nobody is living my Christian life for me. We've come to the Lord's table. What do we do at the Lord's table? At the Lord's table, we remember how Jesus suffered. He said, he took the bread and he said, take it, eat it. This is my body. And as often as you do this, you remember the Lord's death. So as you hear, you are here. Are you listening to me? Some of you are a result of your mother's party she attended. You didn't hear me? As I said, some of you here, here, some, not everyone, some of you here, you are a result of your mother's happiness. She was just happy one night and something happened. And you came to pass. But we are not here because of somebody's happiness. We are here because of somebody's suffering and death. No, I'm telling you, that's how things happen. A lot of things are a result of people's excitement. This is not one of them. You are not a product of God's excitement. You are a product of God's sacrifice. And once he sacrificed for you to join this life, it's also going to be a life of sacrifice for you to. Pastors, pray for the souls. Not with them, for them. Have prayer meetings just to pray for converts. Lift you up. Say, this is the body of Christ. As I eat it. As I eat it. I am also ready to suffer, to pay the price, to live this great life, to live this great life. This is the body of Christ. As I eat it, I receive strength to do what I have to do, to remain in this place of blessing. The body of Christ. Let's eat it.
See the blood, I will pass over you. Oh, when I see the blood, when I see the
blood. It even gets more serious when you lift the cup, because the cup is the blood. The cup is the blood. The blood. And that blood was somebody's life.
It's always a life for a life. He gave his life so you might have a life in him. And you also have to give your life so that somebody can have a life. Few things happen in the church from excitement and pleasures and happiness. The real things that will happen in a church will happen because of suffering and pain. When you go to a church where nothing is happening, it means there's just relaxation and comfort. But blood should give you a message. I don't even need to make a comment. This is somebody's blood. It should speak to you. The price you also must pay. The blood of Jesus. Let's drink it. Lift your hands and pray for yourself. Tell God, Lord, I will pay the price. I will live for you. I will sacrifice. I'll pay the price. Jesus. Marapata. Pray, 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 pray. Lift your hands and pray. Anything I must give up. Anything I must stop. Anything I must turn away from. Any life I must turn away from. Lord, help me. Father, I thank you. I thank you. Yes. Empower us. Give us strength to serve you, to love you, to do your will, and to work with you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Clap your hands for Jesus. And you may be seated.
Do you sense an urgency to pray? Is there a burden to wage war spiritually through intense intercession? Then join the online army on the Church in Your House Facebook page, this and every Saturday at 4 a.m. Remember, the Facebook address is The Church in Your House with Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo. This and every Saturday dawn at 4 a.m. Every knee will bow to the power of prayer.